Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I'm speaking now to Alicia Marr, 36-year-old from Cork, who's currently living in Spain. Just tell me why you had to move to Alicante 18 months ago.
So I moved to Alicante while I was waiting for my doctor and my pain specialist to get the ministerial license to treat my chronic pain with cannabis. At the time, I was buying it illegally at home. And sometimes the quality was just awful and I just didn't know how safe it was. So we decided to move over here until they got the license and I'd be able to get it legally at home.
And what kind of medication were you on before that?
I was taking all sorts of pain medication. I was on 30 painkillers a day, a mixture of Tramadol, Amitriptyline, Lyrica and Pilexia. I used to have to wear patches as well for the pain and have like procedures done every 3 to 4 months.
And why, what's the, I know you said that you have chronic pain. What's your condition?
So I didn't actually have a condition until I was 17. It was just a series of, it was really bad luck, actually. I only went to hospital to have my tonsils removed and I had really bad complications afterwards. So both sides of my throat hemorrhaged and I had to have 3 surgeries on my throat and I was in hospital for a couple of months afterwards. But while I was in there, I started bleeding from the bowel. So they moved me from the South Infirmary over to the CUH to see the specialist over there for Crohn's and colitis. But while I was in there, I got toxic megacolon and my large intestine burst. So I had to go straight to theatre for emergency surgery and they took out my large intestine and I ended up with a colostomy bag on my stomach. Now, that was supposed to be removed 5 years later. But when I had the tests before the surgery, they found that I had precancerous cells in my rectum. So they weren't able to reverse the bag anymore and the bag became permanent. But after that surgery, then I got MRSA and it took years for the wound to heal. And that's when the pain started. That was in 2006 and I've suffered from chronic pain ever since.
And what kind of relief do you get from the medicinal cannabis that you weren't getting from all of the other medication that you were on?
It's absolutely completely different. When I was taking the medication, I was just like a zombie. Like I couldn't even leave the house for months at a time. All I did was just lie on the couch. I used to get up and take 10 tablets straight away in the morning. And then within half an hour, I'd be asleep again. And then I'd wake again another 4 hours later, take another 10 tablets and fall asleep again. But when the dose got really high and I was up to 30 tablets a day, the side effects were absolutely horrendous. Like it really affected my breathing and I had to be helped. My husband had to help me shower. I couldn't do anything for myself really. But then when I switched to cannabis and I found that it worked, I decided to reduce the medication straight away. And now I don't take any pain medication at all. And I haven't had to go to the pain consultant for a single procedure since. But it's completely different. I don't have any of the side effects that I used to have from the pharmaceutical medication. I can actually exercise now and cycle and go swimming. And my coccyx bone is still broken, you know, the lowest bone in your back. Yeah. But the relief that the medical cannabis gives, it's absolutely unbelievable.
And obviously, you know, that's been a completely life-changing experience for you. So why has it been so difficult to get it over here in Ireland?
it's the cost. So I was very lucky that my GP and pain consultant were very supportive of me using cannabis. When they saw that it was working so effectively, they said straight away that they'd apply for the license. So we moved over here in November 2019 and the license was granted in May 2020. So we were supposed to move home then as soon as I got the license, but we were in lockdown in Spain. So I said I'd sort it on the other end for when I got home, and I contacted Bedrican to find out the cost of the medication. And they said that it would be 2,500 every 3 months. So I said that was fine, but then I found out that it wasn't going to be covered on my medical card. And obviously you have a medical card, it's means tested, you have it for a reason, you know, because you can't afford the medication. But as soon as my prescription changed from opioids to cannabis, they no longer covered it on the medical card.
And how easy is it to get it in Spain?
Much easier. When we came here first, I was getting it through the cannabis clubs, which was great because they stocked a huge variety and I was just trying a different one every week to find which was the best for the pain. During lockdown, then it was a different story because all the clubs actually closed for 3 months. So I was put in touch with a clinic in Madrid, and they asked for my prescription from Ireland. And so I sent it up to them and they courier it down to me every month.
And Alicia, obviously you've heard of Vera Toomey's situation this week. She was she got a call from Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to say that they will be covering the, or that the HSE will be covering the cost of the Bedrican. Does that give you hope that you could possibly move back home and get your medicinal cannabis funded in the way that she is?
It was absolutely brilliant news for Vera after everything that she's already been through. The issue is, so you can only get it refunded or paid for if you suffer from one of three conditions. So if you suffer from intractable epilepsy, spasticity due to MS, or nausea and vomiting due to chemotherapy, you'll get it refunded.
Right.
But because I suffer from chronic pain, it's not one of the qualifying conditions, so they won't cover the cost at all. Even though with Vera's news, they're covering Bedrican, my prescription is for Bedrican too. It's just because I have a different condition, they won't cover the cost.
Are you in a situation now where you feel like you have to stay in Spain in order to be able to get the medicinal cannabis and have a normal kind of lifestyle? Or, you know, I'm sure you probably want to come home, do you? Or do you prefer living over there now?
No, I absolutely love being over here, but we need to be able to come home. You know, we're both studying at the moment and it's impossible to do it from here. But the only way I'll be able to go home is if it's covered on the medical card or if chronic pain is added to one of the qualifying conditions on the Medical Cannabis Access Programme, which I've been told won't happen for a number of years, which is, I honestly don't know what we'll do then.
So are you worried?
Yeah. Not so much worried. I'm just, you know, it's really sad being away from home, just knowing that you can't come back whenever you want to.
And have you been in touch with any of the politicians? Have you tried to contact Stephen Donnelly, the health minister?
I've actually been emailing him since he became the Minister for Health in June last year. I must have sent probably about over 30 emails now and I didn't receive a single response, not one.
So if any politician is listening to this interview today, what would your message be to them?
I would just like anybody to take it up and engage with me. There's so many people in Ireland suffering from chronic pain and there's a huge reluctance on the consultants to prescribe, and something needs to be done. Like, it's just ridiculous. Even just to fund chronic pain or add it to one of the qualifying conditions would be great.
It must be very difficult to deal with something like chronic pain and then have all of this added stress on top of it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's stressful enough, all right. Like, I'd be thinking, what if anything happened at home and I needed to travel home really quickly, or I wouldn't be able to. And I actually contacted the International Narcotics Control Board. They're in charge of regulating, like, medical prescriptions in Europe. And I asked them, could I travel home with my prescription cannabis that I get in Spain? It's the exact same that I get in Ireland. And they said to me, you'd have to contact the Department of Health in Ireland. It would be up to them. And I contacted them and said, look, I'm getting my prescription here. It's the exact same as I would get in Ireland. Can I bring it home with me? And they said, no, absolutely not. So I was thinking that might be a way out of it, but I'm not even able to travel with it.
finally then, like, what, I know that we're easing restrictions and everything else like that here. What's life been like for you in Spain over the last year and a half?
It was really tough at the start. You know, everybody didn't know what was happening with the coronavirus. We had a very strict lockdown from the 13th of March. You couldn't even leave the apartment to go shopping in pairs. You could only leave one person at a time to either go to the hospital, the pharmacy or the shop. You couldn't even exercise or anything for 3 months. So that was really stressful. And then the airports all closed down and we knew that we couldn't go home, and that again was added stress. Mm. But I think the most stressful part was at the beginning when all the cannabis clubs closed, and I was absolutely freaking out because I didn't at the time have any way else to get it. But I was just so lucky that I was put in touch with the clinic in Madrid. And they still continue to send me down my prescription every month, which is brilliant.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, Alicia, thanks so much for taking our call on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.